here to talk a little bit about social content exploration. And during King News talk, I'm actually trying to find the differences. It turns out that we agree on a lot of things. So this may not be a good thing for panel, but probably good for my career. So this work here is mostly a joint work with CM and Mia here. And we are actually at Yahoo Research New York. So we do a lot of the things on social network. Actually, my talk is mostly going to...
It's a pointer. It's not a remote.
Oh, it's not a remote. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I have to use this. So basically, during this panel, I mainly want to send three messages to you guys. And the first message is the emergence of social content sites, which is essentially the message that Qingyu is sending out is like, now we are at this place where people, network, and plus the content are the important things now. So I'll detail exactly what I mean by social content in the next couple of slides. So the second message I want to send is that recommendation is emerging as one of the dominant information exploration paradigms. I will back up with some of the data that we have at Yahoo. And I also heard a lot of buzzword recommendation from your talk, so this is a good thing. And the third thing, is, which is actually not mentioned there, is basically as a database person, we actually want to help developers build information exploration applications much in a much more easier way. So, it's working. Oh, it's okay. So that's more about. So the first message: the rise of social content sites. So everybody probably is who have visited a newspaper website probably getting to know all those little buttons, share buttons on the side, which allow you to actually click on that and share those articles with other people on the social networking sites. And it's actually the same thing is going on for other traditional content sites like Yahoo Travel, for example. And we recently pushed out this feature called similar users, similar travelers to you, and allow people to actually look at those other users. And it turns out this is actually quite interesting, like increase the traffic to the site a lot and increase the user duration as well. So the same thing is actually happening. Oh, it's working now. So the same thing is actually happening on the social networking sites as well. And actually from the very beginning, those social networking sites are realizing that the content is actually the ones that are useful to the people and it should be made. They are actually actively encouraging people to posting content. And actually, I got to know that Barbara Liskov got a Turing Award actually from newsfeed of Mohan. So that's actually the value to the people, right? So this is the first time I got value from Facebook, I think, beyond all those poking and stuff. So exactly what I mean by social content then. So it's essentially a web destination that lets users consume content-oriented information like videos, photos, news articles, and the travel destination, all sorts of things. And at the same time, you can engage in social activity with friends and with people who share your interests. And it's actually driven by two main factors from both the content sites as well as the network, social networking sites. So what, as I mentioned earlier, is like incorporating those social features can actually improve the user duration as well as the unique number of visits to the site dramatically. And although I cannot give you the number, and this is actually verified by Yahoo Travel logs. And on the other hand, you have the incorporating content. Content is critical to the value of social networking sites, and obviously we all know that. So what's the implication? And the implication is rather serious. It's like you have all those social networking sites and the content sites. It's important to integrate those information. And users are getting tired of having their profile replicated in multiple different places. So in our view is that a few social networking sites will grow and to dominate the social social information site. And they will share all those social graph information eventually through open social through other mechanisms with all those other content sites. And so the challenge to me is partly in the how to integrate, but also on what to integrate. Because on the first hand, like although users do have multiple profiles at different places, those profiles are probably very similar to each other. If they are actually different, they probably have a reason for doing that. And so you the exactly how to integrate to me is not a very critical part of things. But actually on how to integrate, what to integrate is actually more important, because as you know, like recently you have been having some experience with Twitter and Facebook status update, those information, those daily generated piece of information are actually much more than normally you would imagine, that they have millions of status updates, and for Twitter it's only going to grow even bigger. So you have those enormous amount of social activities. And for a particular content site, for example, Yahoo Travel, you have to pick and choose the ones that matter to you. So you cannot just integrate all those information. So it's actually what to integrate is something that so far people haven't looked at it carefully, but it might be interesting to know later on. So this, I understand this might be a controversial point, but that's the purpose of the panel, so people who might want to discuss a little bit on that. So the second thing, implication is the privacy versus utility aspect, because once you start integrating things, and you obviously run into all those privacy issues. So one question is, what is the right granularity for people to specify those privacy concerns? And the second one is actually, what is the right interface? So if you ever try to change your Facebook privacy setting, and you know it's like actually a hassle, you have to go through all sorts of things, and do it in an application specific way, or do it on a user specific way. There's a lot of issues there that most people just don't want to deal with and just leave it at default setting. And either you will violate your privacy that you have, or you will like actually have some impact on the utility of that Facebook site to you. So this is something like we actually need to be careful about. So the second message is recommendation is emerging as one of the dominating information paradigm. So let me give you some statistics from the Yahoo travel logs that we have over about 10 million queries. So being at Yahoo, we have the luxury of a large ontology so that we can actually divide the queries into three main categories. And the first category is just general queries. So you have things to do and attractions. Those kind of things are just people not asking for any specific stuff. And the categorical is similar, but a little bit more constrained. You have actually family trips and the romantic trips and beach trips, those kind of things. And it turns out only like less than 10% of the queries are asking for specific stuff. So we all know like a web search engine deals with specific stuff really well. If you want to get something, and you're typing a query and it gives you exactly that. But it doesn't deal with all those queries that well, because those searches are in fact a recommendation in disguise. They are not search queries. They are actually recommendations. So users are not looking for specific stuff. They are actually seeking recommendations given some geographical constraints and some topical constraints. So this is something that we discovered. And then we look at the information exploration paradigms on those social content sites. And I just realized I need to add something here. So actually question answering is probably one of the paradigms too. So so basically before this today, so I realized there's only, I sort of realized there's only four. But the first one is the user-based one. So everybody knows like you go to Facebook and you explore user and explore their photos and profiles. So this is the user-based exploration. And you obviously you have the search. And the third one is actually recommendation. And you also have querying. Querying is essentially a database style. And you specify more things, so like the keynote today talks about also about those multi-domain query. You can actually group that into the query paradigm. So if we do have a ranking of those paradigms, it's probably based on the log analysis, query log analysis of Yahoo Travel, we discover it's probably a recommendation about the same as the user-based, greater than search and greater than query. And the query part is a little bit misleading because users don't expect the system to be able to answer those queries well, so that's why they don't actually issue it. So it's similar to question answering, but actually question answering, they have their own system. Turns out the Q&A works relatively well, like Yahoo Answers and all those Baidu Zhidang, all kinds of things like actually quite popular. So what's the implication? So the implication is like because of those non-specificity in those queries and the fact that you have to do a recommendation, which means like a topical community analysis becomes a necessity. And a good result will depend on not only on the content itself and the user, but also on the three W's, like the who the user is, who the user is connected to, and also who the user trusts or should trust. This is actually the trust thing that Jing talked about too. So another part is like the relevance is no longer the only things that matter. And in addition to relevance, you can have diversity, out of the box, serendipity, and explanation. All things that matter in not those things do not matter in a search because relevance specificity is actually the only thing that matters the most. But in a recommendation paradigm, all those things will matter. And our recent work actually tries to address some of the challenges here. So we have a community-based recommendation for Yahoo Travel. It's currently an internal project. And we also have this explanation-based diversification, and that combines the diversity issue and explanation together. So I guess I'm just going to quickly go through those slides so that we have enough time for questions. And okay, this slide, so I think I'm going to just skip that. If you are interested in that part, you can see our poster in the next session. So it's on that. So the last message is actually what we've considered is that developers need help, because we've been building some recommendation application on Yahoo Travel as well as on Delicious ourselves, so we know how much pain it is actually to build on some large scale content sites. So there are two main challenges. The first one is the scalability challenge. So to analyze a graph of tens of thousands of nodes is very different from analyzing tens of million nodes. And we would rather to have a underlying system that handles all those scalability issues instead of application developer to handle those on their own. So the second one is a semantic challenge. And as you all know, like in order to build a good recommendation application and have a good result, and sometimes you have to do a lot of trials on those ranking functions or heuristics or even machine learning models. And what's going on is like you have to develop and redevelop a lot of things just trying to get a good result. And we want to have a faster way for those developments. So as database people, and we all know what these two things means. Like it's basically you want to have an algebra, and so that you can do optimization things, and you can hide the detailed scalability things away from the application developer. And you want to have a declarative language so that user can actually use those languages easily and without worrying about the details. So what we did for the algebra side is this social scope algebra, which is essentially a graph-based logical algebra framework. And this is joint work with Lex, and it's designed for information discovery on social content side and aim to provide a declarative way of specifying analysis and a query tasks. And we have a bunch of operators specified, and I won't go into the details. It was publishing a recent CIDR paper. And this is a glimpse of a very simple example. Basically, ask for John's, find John's friends who have visited a travel destination, Denver, and all their activities. So I'm not going to go through this again because of the time. And so Jelly is actually the language that we build on top of the social scope algebra because we want to do a specific thing for Yahoo Travel, and we actually try to have a restricting implementation because a full language on graph is actually very difficult to implement at scale. So we actually did a nasty relational model, and we have built in primitives for topic and community generation. And these are the primitives that we have, and this is an example of a recommendation application that we built clever filtering on top of Yahoo Travel. So again, I'm not going to go into details for the sake of time. And so here are the three messages again. So just try to get that back into your head one more time, right?
Thank you. And last but not least, switch. We got Philip, you from USC. So, hello.
So basically,